get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Time to tee it up and talk a little golf. It's the language spoken here every Sunday on Tee to Green, the golf show. Greetings, welcome in. Thanks for listening. Jay Ritchie and Jerry Butenhoff coming your way live from the five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Jerry is away today, but I'm here, and I have another great show for you. Today on Tee to Green, we look at growing the game of golf, how to get those who play to play more, and how to get people who don't play or who've never played to play and keep playing. The PGA of America has several programs to do just that. And today we look at one of them with Rich Richeson. He's the national manager for player development with the PGA of America for the Get Golf Ready program. But up first, from the website golfconversations.com, Robert Blumenthal will be here. Over the past several years, Barney Adams, Ken Venturi, and Tom Watson are some of the folks that Mr. Blumenthal has had a chance to sit down and have a conversation with. We don't mean he just has a conversation with them, but when he talks to people, he has a knack for getting them to say things and talk about topics and subjects that no one else seems to do. Uncommon interviews from the world of golf is what they call it. Golfconversations.com. Robert Blumenthal will be here first up on Tee to Green today. Three big tournaments going on, two of them overseas, and they're playing as we speak at the Senior British Open and the Ladies Evian Masters. The Canadian Open also going on. We'll look at that today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
You're invited to check us out online at teetogreenradio.com, our show's website, soon to be the new and improved teetogreenradio.com. While you're there, like us on Facebook as well. Jay Ritchie here, going to tee it up and talk a little golf next with Robert Blumenthal as we continue worldwide on American Forces Radio and coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short, and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today in an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 888-450-0031. That's 888-450-0031. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It's Destination Listening for Dedicated Golfers. You found it. Tee to Green in this portion of the show, presented in part by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912, caring for you and your family for the last 100 years and preparing for the next 100. That's Swan Law Funeral Directors. They're here in Colorado Springs at 501 North Cascade and online at www.swan-law.com. They've undergone major renovations down there. They're about 98% complete right now. Swan Law Funeral Directors, www.swan-law.com. From the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, Jay Ritchie here. Happy to be back home and back at the Broadmoor after spending last weekend in the mountains of Colorado at the fabulous Keystone Resort and getting a chance to play the Keystone Ranch Course and visit with our good friend up there, the director of golf for the ranch course and the river course at Keystone, Steve Cornelier. But this week we're back home. Jerry is gone today, taking the weekend off, and I am here to tell you about one of my brand new favorite websites that I discovered just in the last couple of months. It's called golfconversations.com. Uncommon interviews from the world of golf. Golfconversations.com is the brainchild of our first guest today on Tee to Green, Robert Blumenthal. We're going to turn the tables on Robert, and instead of letting him ask all the questions, I'll ask all the questions. Hi, Robert. Good morning. How are you? First question.
Good morning, Jay. How are you this morning?
Great. If you want to, interview me, or should we just go with our regular plan format and me talk to you?
Well, I do have one question. You came on the air, there was a commercial for increasing your testosterone level. Could
yeah.
you get me that phone number? I didn't write the number down.
Okay. Right. I got it here somewhere. I'll find it.
Okay. I'll get it. All right, Jay. Never mind that question. Why don't you start with your question first?
Well, the first question that comes to mind is this idea of getting some of the top people in the industry, in the game of golf, sitting down and having a conversation with them. Where did it all start, or where did it come from?
Well, I've been interested in golf for about 19 or 20 years, and I've always wanted to publish like a little local golf newspaper. And every time I thought about what went into publishing a newspaper, and this is and about 12 years ago, this is before the website design was easy. You had to hire a designer, then you had to either email or ship the design to a printer, and then print out 30 or 40,000 copies, and go to the printer and
yeah.
copies, and drive all around the city and deliver them. Every time I thought about the logistics of doing this, I just thought, you know, this is too much trouble. And then a few years went by, and the technology caught up to my level of laziness, and it became very easy to do this all yourself. So about 2.5 years ago, I started thinking about it, and I realized I could do this without all these other people.
So do you have a background in journalism or media?
Zero. My background was in writing direct mail advertising copy.
Oh.
So I had a little bit of a facility in writing, but never in media, never in journalism. But I also thought that the golf magazines, whenever they would interview someone, the interview would go on for 4 pages, 5 pages, and of course they had to stop. And it always left me wanting for more. I always felt like, gee, if I had been able to talk with that person, I would have sat with them for 40 minutes and talked and talked and talked. And the Internet, fortunately, allows you to put up as much stuff there as you'd like. So it was kind of a happy meeting of the Internet and technology and a little bit of ability to write.
Robert Blumenthal, our guest from the website golfconversations.com. And if you go to that website, you'll find the website or the interview segments divided into 8 different categories. How did you come up with those categories, Robert?
Oh, that's a good question. I sat down and thought, well, if I start to do this, what kinds of people would I like to talk to? And that's kind of how I did it. I really wasn't planning on concentrating on so-called famous people. I felt that the world of golf, the industry of golf, which employs tens of thousands of people, has so many people who work in it that don't get their stories published. People who make the game work, people who make the game grow. I felt like we needed to get their stories out, as well as all the famous people you read about in Golf Digest or Golf Magazine.
And that's why you'll see, when you go to the website, you'll see interviews with folks like Ken Venturi and Tom Watson, but you'll also see interviews with other people who are sort of behind the scenes. Is that a good way to put it?
That's a good way to put it. And in about 3 weeks, I'm going to be conducting, or I should say publishing, my first interview with a canine. Several weeks ago, my wife and I and our dog went to the Ritz-Carlton Plantation Lodge at Reynolds Plantation, and they have a chocolate Labrador Retriever who is the hotel mascot. His name is Dooley, and he sits there next to the concierge desk in the lobby. And Dooley and I sat down, had a very hard-hitting conversation, and his interview will be published in 3 weeks. So I talked to not famous people, famous people, and dogs.
You can tell by just talking to you that some of these are not deadly serious, and there are some tongue-in-cheek aspects to it. I thought you interviewed your dog before, didn't you? Or was that?
Well, that's my dog, Wolfie. I've never actually interviewed with him because Wolfie wants too much money.
I see. Okay.
But I there is some video there of Wolfie and I walking around the golf course about a year ago during the winter. And that's also one of my little soapbox things, that to get more people into the game of golf, I'm suggesting that we do like they do in Scotland and in England, and let golfers bring their dogs onto the golf course.
Sure.
I think you would attract a lot more people, and you would attract people who never perhaps would have even thought of getting into the game of golf, but like the idea of being in a pretty outdoor place with their dog.
I'll run that idea past our next guest from the PGA of America. Rich Richardson will be here to talk about growing the game of golf, and I'll see what he thinks about letting people bring their dogs to the golf course. What do you say?
I like the idea. If you have to clean up after your tee shots and
that's true,
fix your divots and rake your bunkers, then you can clean up after your dog.
Yeah, one more added chore besides fixing divots and raking bunkers when you're on the golf course. Now, speaking of tongue-in-cheek, you are the only person I know of in the last 20 years or so that interviewed Clifford Roberts, the former head of Augusta National in the Masters.
Well, that was every once in a while I throw in a faux interview just to make sure my readers are paying attention. And about 3 weeks ago I put up that interview with Mr. Roberts. I kind of like poking fun at Augusta National because I think they need to come into the 21st century. They're a little bit persnickety about language. You can't use the word fan. You have to use the word patron, and you can't say the front nine. You have to say the first nine. little silly things like that that they seem to insist upon. So every once in a while, I like to zing it to Augusta National, which is why, by the way, I can't seem to get a media credential to the Masters.
Uh-huh.
I wonder why that is.
Yeah, I wonder why that is. I got to say, though, for a guy who's been dead for a few years, Clifford Roberts was very well spoken. So congratulations on landing that interview.
Thank you. That was a real exclusive.
Yeah, that was a scoop, that's for sure. So we're running out of time for this segment, but we want to – can you stick around for the second segment? Because I want to talk about some of the interviews you did with actual live people, okay?
Oh, I'd love to. I'm sitting here waiting to come on right back.
It's Uncommon Interviews from the World of Golf. The website is www.golfconversations.com, and our guest – with us from his home in North Carolina, Robert Blumenthal, today on Tee to Green. Coming up, we'll visit with Richeson. He's with the PGA of America, and we'll talk about some of the initiatives coming from the PGA of America to help grow this game of golf, including Get Golf Ready. We're live from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. We're also live and in real time on the internet at sportsbyline.com. You can link to that website from our website, teetogreenradio.com. We'll be right back.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
something? You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
How would you like free information to the secrets of growing your savings, protecting your assets, and making retirement a reality? The facts are, if you're tired of losing sleep and your hard-earned savings in paper-backed assets like stocks, then you should call for your free insider's guide to gold and silver investing with the Birch Gold Group. The free investor's kit will show you how gold and silver have outpaced the stock market 10 to 1 for the last 5 years. It will reveal how to invest wisely, what to look for, and which coins are right for you. Better yet, you can trust you'll be treated with honesty, courtesy, and respect, as the Birch Gold Group holds an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Discover why some experts think gold and silver prices can still double in price. Call for your free information now.
Call 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256. Call today. Your tomorrow may depend on it. 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256.
There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Good morning. My name is Mark Kebble. I'm the head golf professional at the Broadmoor. My first tip today is going to be a little bit about the pre-shot routine and how you think about the shape of the shot you're wanting to hit. Many people go up to the ball with no preconceived notion of exactly what they want to do with the ball, and this is not what the tour pros do, I assure you. So I want you to do just three things that will help you immensely to hit the shot you're trying to visualize and the one you ultimately want to hit. First is pick out a target. All great golfers are target-oriented, not ball-oriented. So when you get over the ball, keep looking at your target. Take a look at the ball, too, but I want you to be target-oriented over the ball. Secondly, pick out an intermediate target, one just a few feet in front of you. Much, much harder to align yourself properly with a target 200 yards in the distance than one just a few feet in front of you. Thirdly, get a target in mind off the tee that you want to hit at, not necessarily your ultimate target. You will be surprised how often the ball will go toward what you're visualizing and your ultimate goal in that regard.
For more on how to hit it longer and straighter off the tee, check out teetogreenradio.com or visit your local PGA professional. The show by golfers, for golfers, it's Tee to Green. I'm Jay Ritchie. This portion of the show brought to you in part by At Your Service. For all your repair and remodeling needs, it's At Your Service. There's no job too big or too small. Call Daryl at Your Service, 719-216-2717, or send him an email at atyourservice@hotmail.com. At Your Service, more than a handyman. For the past 3 years or so, our guest with us today on the show has been the man behind the website golfconversations.com, a website that strives to provide you with uncommon interviews from the world of golf. And that website and our show has a few guests in common. Robert Blumenthal in the past has talked to folks like Barney Adams, Pam Swenson, Ken Venturi, Brad Brewer, Tom Watson, and so have we here on Tee to Green. And Robert, when you first started this out in 2009, the first couple of interviews or the first couple of people you tried to get, what was the initial feedback and response like? Was it a little bit of an uphill battle at that point because you were new and not too many people knew who you were and what you were trying to do?
Well, that's a very good question. The first people I started talking to were golf course architects, because I think as a group, golf course architects are pretty cerebral, and I don't think they get that much publicity, except negative publicity. So I reached out to people like Bob Kupp or Donald Steele in England, and John LaFoy in South Carolina, another gentleman that I spoke with. And they were so generous with their time and gave me these long, thoughtful answers, and it was joyful just to have someone answer your questions in a very deliberate manner. Bob Kupp in particular was very supportive and thought that not only was what I was doing great and he enjoyed it, but he thought it was really good for the game, that we needed something like this. And subsequently, I got to meet Bob. I went down to Atlanta and played at his club that he had redesigned. And it was really neat playing the course and him showing me, well, this bunker, we moved this 10 feet to make the landing area a little bit more accessible, and showed me where he took this tree out and put this stream in. And it was really a lot of fun. So
well,
I started with the golf course architects, and then I think that gave me a little bit of credibility with other people, and when I contacted them, They could see, oh, gee, well, he spoke to Bob Kopp, he spoke to Donald Steele, he spoke to John LaFoy. Maybe it's not just some guy sitting around in his underwear doing a blog.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, golf course architects, at least the ones we've talked to on this show, some of the best people and some of the best interviews that we've done. So keep up with the golf course architects, that's for sure. Well, now, I was also wondering.
Just a quick point about the architects. I was in Atlanta last week to meet with Bob again, and he told me that this Friday on PBS, there's going to be a super documentary called The Golf's Grand Design, and it's about golf course architecture, kind of for the layperson. And all the big architects are up there, and I think your listeners might enjoy watching that next Friday.
Yeah, that's Friday on PBS. Now, I also wondered, the interviews you do, are you doing them in person or over the phone, or how are most of them being conducted?
When I first started doing them, I did them by email. But that's why the first, well, you can't tell which ones are the first ones, but they were a little bit stilted. They were a little bit too maybe professorial, and that's when I decided to start doing them in person because I felt that there was a more of a back and forth and that it really could become more of a conversation rather than an interview. And if someone said X, then I could come back with Y, just something that, you know, popped off the top of my head. So I'd say that these days that 95% of the interviews are done in person.
Now, earlier this month, you had a chance to sit down, or was it last month, with Tom Watson. And that was face-to-face, wasn't it?
Yeah, actually, it wasn't a month ago. I republished that interview. I met with Mr. Watson maybe about a year and a half ago.
Oh, okay.
He was just coming. I was celebrating his 1982 U.S. Open victory, so that's why I republished it. But I got a chance to go out to his office in Kansas City. And I got there a little bit early to make sure I wasn't going to be late, sitting there in the parking lot with my iPhone, playing games on my phone. All of a sudden, this dusty old Suburban pulls up next to me, and out comes this guy in rumpled khakis and a rumpled shirt, and I go, holy cow, this is Tom Watson. And I introduced myself, and he was as nice as could be, and... We went upstairs to his office, and one kind of funny story, I said to him, well, you know, Mr. Watson, I know that these Masters dinners that are held every year, Sam Snead used to tell some pretty salty jokes. He used to be pretty fast and loose with the profanity. And I know that you were friends with Sam Snead and also good friends with Byron Nelson. And Mr. Nelson was a very... a religious man, and I just was wondering, how did Mr. Nelson react when Sam Snead would tell all these dirty jokes? So Tom looks me in the eye with those steely blue eyes of his, and he kind of points his finger at me, and he says, that's none of your business. So, and I just kind of did a humana, 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 and I said, okay, well, let's move on to that DVD you're selling, Mr. Watson. But he was really nice. It was a real thrill to talk to him.
Well, kudos to you for asking the question, though. I think that was a legitimate question. And I got to tell you,
I think so.
That interview, I'm a big Tom Watson fan, have been for many years, had a chance to interview him a couple of times myself. That interview you did with him, I thought that little Sam Snead, Byron Nelson thing aside, was one of the best interviews that I've read anywhere or seen anywhere with Tom Watson. That was a great interview. How would you describe for people who may not have seen your website, how would you describe your interview style? What are you trying to do when you sit down and ask, when you sit down with anybody and ask them questions?
Well, Jay, I used to really prepare a lot before I would interview someone. I would have a whole list of questions and I found in my initial interviews that I kept going down on the list looking to read my questions, and and it would really interrupt the flow of the conversation. It was not a conversation; it was more of a Q&A session. Mm-hmm. So now what I do is I kind of prepare beforehand, but I don't go in with a list of questions on a piece of paper because I think that detracts from the conversation. So I try to start with a few questions that are prepared, but if the interview subject decides to go down a different path, that's where we'll go because this is the Internet. I don't care how long it is. Like with the interview with Bob Totsky, Mr. Totsky spoke to me for about 3 hours. I think I spoke for about a minute and a half. But if he wanted to talk for 3 hours, I was happy to listen to him. So the interviews are really very extraneous for the most part. And
yeah.
I do try to stick in my 2 cents every once in a while to inject a little bit of, quote, humor, unquote, just to make it more fun for the reader.
They do have that good extemp feel to them. Now, what about Tiger? How long did you talk to Tiger?
Well, that was a faux interview. That was one of my April Fool's Day interviews, Jay. If you read all the way at the very end of the interview, I indicated, April Fool's. No, Tiger never called me. Nor did Mike Kaiser call me this April Fool's Day. Mike Kaiser, of course, owns Bandon Dunes, and he also owns the new Lynx course up in Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, called Cabot Lynx. So I published an April Fool's interview with Mr. Kaiser that revealed for the first time that Mr. Kaiser was going to build a bullet train between Cabot Lynx and Bandon Dunes in Oregon to link the two courses, and it was going to cost $30 billion, and they were going to build tunnels through the Rocky Mountains, and so I had a lot of fun with that.
And we've had a lot of fun talking to you, too. Keep up the good work, Robert. The website is golfconversations.com. Uncommon interviews from the world of golf. Robert Blumenthal, our guest. Come back and talk and interview with us again sometime.
Jay, I'm trying to get out to the Broadmoor, so from your mouth to God's ears.
All right, sounds good. Robert Blumenthal, thanks for joining us today. Up next, we'll talk to Rich Richardson, PGA of America. Get golf ready on Tee to Green.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Stop paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs. You can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts. Now you can get the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more for up to 90% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get the same brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call Canada Drug Center today and get up to 90% off all the most popular brand name prescription drugs. You can't afford not to call us if you want prescription drugs at the lowest prices. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian pharmacy. It's the same pills at up to 90% off. Call now. 800-950-3265. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low, you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Write this number down if lines are busy. 800-950-3265. That's 800-950-3265. Again, 800-950-3265.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. This is Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club. Today, I want to talk to you about your bunker play. Keep in mind, first and foremost, play the ball off your left instep. Play the ball off your left instep. Secondly, you need to pick the club up outside. I'm going to say 11 o'clock for some reference point there, but far too many people take the club back too flat. If your hands are behind your body too quickly in the swing, that's big trouble out of a bunker. Thirdly, swing your arms out of a bunker. You need a nice full motion there and follow through. End up with your weight over on your left side, get up on your right toe. It's very important to have momentum through the shot in a bunker to get the ball out and up on the green where you want it.
For more on how to get the ball up and down, visit teetogreenradio.com or visit your local PGA professional. It's America's longest running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, live at the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Jay Ritchie and Jerry Butenhoff. Jerry is off today. Every Sunday, we come into the Broadmoor Clubhouse lobby, and we turn it into a little radio studio right here by the big staircase at the concierge desk. Great to have you with us today. Our next guest comes to us from the PGA of America. Ever since the PGA of America was created back in 1916 or so, one of its missions has been to grow interest and participation in the game of golf. And that's oh so important, not only through the years, but also very, very important the last several years, as a lot of people have given up the game of golf or left the game of golf or don't play as much as they used to for whatever reasons. As a major component of the industry-wide growth of the game initiative, PGA of America has employed 9 player development regional managers in markets across the country, including Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, Dallas, New York City, Phoenix, Seattle, Southern California, and Washington, D.C. Those regional managers are charged with implementing strategies, initiatives, and programs to expand the reach of golf among current and potential players. And they're under the guidance and the watchful eye of Rich Richeson, who is the national manager for the growth of the game initiatives, and he's on Tee to Green with us right now. Rich, how you doing? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Jay. Thanks for having me on.
Now, are you overseeing all of the growth of the game initiatives, or do you have only maybe one or two that you're doing?
Well, no, there is a player development department within the PGA of America also that has been in existence since about 2004, and it's led by other PGA members, Bob Baldessari and Ron Stepanek and Will Riley, and they handle a lot of the nuts and bolts and programming and things like that. And initially when the Get Golf Ready program was created and rolled out to the industry in 2008, actually 2009, Ron and all that department were tasked with that. So they've definitely been in existence. So it's just new to the industry to have these, as you mentioned, Jay, to have these player development regional managers in these nine markets throughout the U.S.
So how did you identify, or how did the PGA of America identify these nine markets? Are they the nine biggest, the nine that need the most help? What was the criteria there?
Good question. Yeah, it was primarily based on studies that we obviously partnership with the National Golf Foundation, and they're kind of, as you know, maybe the consumer here doesn't, but they're the kind of the statistical gathering body, if you will, of golf and do a lot of research and studies. And they identify these markets due to what's called latent demand. And latent demand is basically people that are in a concentrated area, so it's going to make sense that they are in high, you know, density markets like a Los Angeles or Southern Cal or Dallas or, you know, Washington, D.C. is really Virginia, Maryland. And in these high concentration markets, latent demand means people have expressed an interest in playing and just don't know how, don't know the avenues to get started.
Yeah. So you're working with Dr. Joe Bettitz and his folks there, right?
Absolutely. He is a big supporter and a great guy, and in fact, an old, very good colleague and friend of mine from years ago.
So, and he's also a great guest. We've had him on the show a few times, just a couple of months ago was the last time.
You really? Yeah, he's a very intelligent guy. I really like Joe and his perspective and what they do. So we're big supporters of the National Golf Foundation, absolutely.
So once you get the info from the National Golf Foundation, what do you do with it? How do you go about then implementing an attack strategy?
Yeah, that's a good question, Jay. We we place these golf professionals in these markets, and they're tasked with it's with meeting with facility owners, operators, management companies, maybe municipalities, park districts, private facilities too. I mean, it's just not bringing people into the game is just not limited to public outings. People that are you see country clubs and other facilities that are struggling due to lack of play and lack of participation, or you may have a country club facility that has, 500 members and maybe only, 350 of them are really heavily engaged, Jay, and you might have 150 that aren't, and those are the ones that are going to leave, or, the wife's looking at the bill and she doesn't play golf and she's looking at that at the end of the month and going, well, honey, why are we paying, $800 a month for you to play golf four times, and I don't really play, and the kids don't play. So, the strategies are all about, introducing people from a country club perspective. You can engage, your social members, your tennis members, or spouses that don't play. But from, from a public standpoint, it's about, reaching out beyond kind of, if you will, your four walls of your facility. It's about going out in the community and being an advocate and bringing people in to your, introducing them to your property and making it, warm and welcoming. And the biggest disconnect has probably occurred is that we've taught people over the years and then haven't really transitioned them to the golf course. They may be a student, but they really aren't a customer. And that's what we're all about. And so we're basically out there, Jay, in the market. We're trying to coach. We're basically a consultant to golf facilities and people to help them deliver programs, market programs, how to plan, do business planning, the execution, and then the tracking and retention part of it.
Yeah. So I'm seeing pretty much two different types of potential players here. Those who play, you want to get them to play more.
Yep.
And those who don't play or have never played, you want to get them to come in and play and keep playing. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And that's happened too. An infrequent golfer will play, seven times or less a year. And so you're trying to get them to go to a frequent golfer, which plays about 8 to 24 rounds a year. And then you have an avid golfer that's just going to play 25 plus rounds a year. And sometimes what you're not aware of is that maybe that avid golfer that played 40 or 50 or 60 times a year all of a sudden slips back into that. Maybe he's only playing 10 or 12. And that's a harder one to kind of get your arms around, but it's definitely a challenge for us. But, Yeah, absolutely. So we're trying to get people to play more, to, you know, to, gosh, to have a good experience and maybe bring their spouse or their colleagues or their coworkers into the game. So we do need to have advocates, you know, out there in the field. But yeah, absolutely. We're trying. There's a lot of people that watch golf and don't play it and don't really realize, or they're you know, primarily they're intimidated. I think we have created over the years kind of an intimidation factor that people don't, you know, they don't know how to act. They're not sure what to do. They come out to a golf course. Maybe they weren't, you know, welcomed as warm and as friendly as they thought they should have been. And so I think we've been a little bit of, you know, been in our own way to some degree. So, yeah, you're trying to get that new golfer, beginning golfer out, make them feel comfortable, you know, provide programs that like Get Golf Ready, which is, you know, a nationally branded program that facilities offer that has on-course components. And then, so you're not only teaching them on the driving range, you're making them feel welcome, you're teaching them how to, you know, check in and make a tee time, and then you're taking them and giving them some on-course experience during the course of the class so they get comfortable navigating around the golf course.
I know that you and all the folks there at the PGA have been working hard through the years to accomplish these things. What are the numbers looking like? Are we making any headway, any progress?
Yeah, I think so, Jay. I mean, what's been happening for about the last 6 years is that we've lost about 4.5 million people have been leaving the game, and that's going to happen. That's just going to be attrition. You know, maybe they become elderly. You know, just there's different reasons, but people have been leaving the game, and there again, that we need to address that part. If we can, you know, we can slow that number down. On the other side, we've had about 3.5 million people coming into the game. So what we've had is about a million gap, if you will, in those two numbers over the last 6 years. Now, having said that, in 2011, I believe we got the statistics out for it, and our gap was only about 400,000. So,
okay.
So it definitely slowed, and that's, you know, that's after 2011. So it did pick up, and then 2012 is when we really got all these 9 player development regional managers in place, and as we've been meeting with facilities and operators, we've signed more people up to provide, you know, Get Golf Ready, provide player development programming and consulting with them. And I think hopefully by the end of this year we'll see that number flat, and if that's the case, then we're definitely making headway. And if we can just flip those numbers, or we can have just 3.5 million, you know, leaving the game and 4.5 million coming in, we'll gain a million a year. And that's kind of our goal, is to get.
Rich?
Yep.
We're out of time, but keep fighting the good fight, my friend.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate your time and having me on. And tell all your listeners and customers to look for their Get Golf Ready program, and wherever they are in whatever city, look up Get Golf Ready and they can find a program that can meet their needs and desires.
Rich Richardson, PGA of America, on Tee to Green.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
How would you like free information to the secrets of growing your savings, protecting your assets, and making retirement a reality? The facts are, if you're tired of losing sleep and your hard-earned savings in paper-backed assets like stocks, then you should call for your free insider's guide to gold and silver investing with the Birch Gold Group. The free investor's kit will show you how gold and silver have outpaced the stock market 10 to 1 for the last 5 years. It will reveal how to invest wisely, what to look for, and which coins are right for you. Better yet, you can trust you'll be treated with honesty, courtesy, and respect, as the Birch Gold Group holds an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Discover why some experts think gold and silver prices can still double in price. Call for your free information now.
Call 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256. Call today. Your tomorrow may depend on it. 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar Dream Body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to a million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
This segment of Tee to Green brought to you in part by Swan Law, funeral director serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. That's 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage. They're at 501 North Cascade here in Colorado Springs. Online, www.swan-law.com. This is Tee to Green, the fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf. Another hour just about flying by. Still got a little time left. Let's look at what's happening on tour this week. Three big events, and two of them overseas, are already underway. In Turnberry, Scotland, it's the Senior British Open, and Fred Couples and Bernard Longer topped the leaderboard. Longer with a one-shot lead ahead of Couples going into the final round today. In France, it's the Ladies Evian Masters. This will soon be a major championship on the LPGA Tour. Right now, it's just one of the bigger non-major events. And what a leaderboard, good-looking leaderboard at the Evian Masters in France. Stacey Lewis, NB Park, Kari Webb, Natalie Galbis, and Christy Kerr, all within 2-3 shots of one another starting the final round today. And Tiger Woods' niece, Cheyenne Woods, is playing in this event, and she is tied for 19th heading into the final round today. Now, later today, last round of the RBC Canadian Open in Hamilton, Ontario. Robert Garrigues shot a 6-under 64 yesterday, breaking the 54-hole scoring record that was first set more than 50 years ago by Arnold Palmer. Garrigues takes a one-shot lead over Willie McGirt into the final round today. Garrigues was 16 under, one shot better than Palmer was in 1955. Palmer went on to win the 55 Canadian Open for the first of his 62 titles on the PGA Tour. Garrigues, with the lead, has a chance to win the Canadian Open, but he's a long way from catching Arnie in the wins department. That's going to do it. Appreciate you joining us today, and thanks to our guest, Robert Blumenthal, golfconversations.com. Go there. Check it out. You will not be sorry. And Rich Richardson from the PGA of America. You can check out one of the PGA's initiatives at GetGolfReady.com. GetGolfReady.com. That's going to do it. Thanks to Scott back at our San Francisco studios. Till next time, hit them long. Hit them straight.